Sometimes you have to do it for yourself. And what I mean by that, sometimes you got to do it for you. Nobody else is going to do it for you. You're looking for your friends to do it. You're looking for your mom or your dad to do it. You're looking for your aunt, your uncle, your cousin, your brother, your sister, your teacher, your coworker, your manager. You're looking for somebody else to do it for you. It's never going to happen that way. You got to do it for you. You got to go within yourself. Sometimes it's painful. Sometimes it hurts deeply and badly. But when you go deep and you feel what you feel that hurt, that's when you know it's time for you to transform. That's all it is right there. You got to do it for you. I remember going through life sometimes. It was tragic. It was difficult. It was challenging. It was hard at sometimes. But I did it for me. I didn't do it for anyone else. What happens is we get into this cycle. We get into this whirlwind and think we have to do everything for everybody else. We have to fix this for everybody else. We have to do this for everybody else. We have to make this happen for everybody else. We got to accomplish this for everybody else. But we never accomplish anything for us. We never do anything for us. We never allow this to happen for us. We never want to accomplish this for us. We always want to do it for someone else. Sometimes you got to do it for you. Sometimes you got to be a little bit of selfish so you can be selfless. When you do that and you operate from that, what's going on, Jericho? Good to see you here. Sometimes you got to do it for you because you're the only one that matters. If you don't do it for you, whoever you're trying to do it for or whatever you're trying to do, you won't be able to do it because you don't have enough energy, enough juice to do it for them because you didn't do it for you. You got to celebrate you. You got to congratulate you. You got to love on you. You got to appreciate you. Sometimes you got to do it for you. If you don't do it for you, nobody else is going to do it for you. You got to do it for you. You got to take care of you. You got to love you so you can love other people. You can only love someone else to the limit or to the amount that you love yourself. If you love yourself 50%, you can only love somebody else 50%. If you only give yourself 20% of love, you can only give somebody else 20% of love. You got to do it for you. Whatever it is, you got to strip all that old stuff off. You got to strip that old belief off. You got to strip that insecurities off. You got to strip that low self-esteem off. You got to strip that despair off. You got to strip that depression off. You got to strip the anxiety off. And you got to become a new you. Just like the phoenix bird, it goes up into the tree and it dies. But it rises again through the ashes. And it becomes this powerful bird that we see soar. You got to do it for you. Nobody else is going to do it for you. When you do it for you and you operate, you say, look here, I got to be selfish. Selfish is not a bad thing because selfish, you coming back to you. You coming home to you and you making it happen. I don't care what somebody else might call you. I don't care what somebody else might say about you. I don't care what somebody else is done to you or doing to you. It doesn't matter. You got to do it for you. And when you do it for you, I'm being cut from teams. Coaches that I really trusted and I believed in. Because I never had a father growing up. And I looked at them as a father. They were black men. I looked at them as a father. They cut me, boom, in my face. Put me on practice squad specifically so nobody else would get me. But I made a point in my life. I said, every DB that they cut in, they bring in on a two-day waiver, I'm cutting him. In every single practice, I went out and grinded. And I caught balls on him. I blocked him. I pancaked him and got him cut. Because I made a statement. I did it for me. Sometimes you got to do it for you. Sometimes you got to get to a point where it's about you. Sometimes you got to get to a point where you say, look here, I'm going to love me more than anything in this world. I'm going to like me. I'm going to enjoy me more than anything in this world. And when you do that, watch what happens to your life. Watch what happens to the people around you. Watch what happens to the things around you. Watch what happens what you attract into your life. Watch what happens how you start living life. Watch what happens to all the things you get to accomplish and all the things that come into your path when you start doing it for you. Sometimes you got to do it for you. Shucks, and we out of here. Sowing healing, uplifting conversation. That way we can knit souls. We bring in more souls. We want to help more souls heal because they said, scientifically proven, that the body heals way better and faster than any medication ever put on the market. The body and the mind. So you got to get the mind and the heart in coherence with one another and get into that whole meditative state and transform your life. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's why they say that. That's why you got to have the mind and the heart coherent with one another. And once you get the heart and mind coherent with one another, you can heal anything. That's what I did when I healed from depression. That's what I did for when I healed from anxiety. That's what I healed when I did from addictions. That's what I was doing. Mind, heart, coherence, one another. Boom, no medication, no therapy, no care, no nothing. Just me in the mind, in the heart, in coherence with one another. And I was able to transform. When you get to that point, sometimes you got to do it for you. Sometimes you got to do whatever it takes for you. You'll do whatever it takes for somebody else. You'll do whatever it takes for that work, that job. You'll do whatever it takes for that manager. You'll do whatever it takes for that company. You'll do whatever it takes for that school. You'll do whatever it takes for your parents. You'll do whatever it takes for your kids. But you'll never do what it takes for you. It's time for you to do what it takes for you. It's time for you to be a little bit of selfish so you can be selfless, so you can give your whole 100% to whoever you need to give it to. But if you don't give it to yourself first, you'll never be able to give it to you. That's why when you're flying in the airplane, when that oxygen mask falls down, they say make sure you put it on yourself. I don't care if you have a child with you. I don't care if you have somebody disabled. I don't care if you have a child or anybody with you. You put it on yourself first, because if you put it on you, you can take care of them. Sometimes you got to do it for you. Shucks, and we out of here. We'll be right back.